Rothschild here. Sorry about that throwback music, but that's what Brian in the booth is playing for us.
I'm playing
today.
Bird music for you, Matt. I'm playing bird music.
Just to cue everybody in, I'm a bird watcher. That's been the theme of the music this whole time. I'm a bird watcher, so he's playing bird songs.
Sure, I'm going on a reach sometimes, but when you can have a chance to play John Ashcroft singing When the Eagles Soar, or maybe make a reference to Mockingbird, it's just, you know, you feel like it's a win for me anyway.
Well, it does kind of amuse me. Anyway, I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in here for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across Wisconsin. And I'm grateful for Maggie for having confidence in letting me come in from the bullpen here today and tomorrow. And right now I have in the studio one of the best grassroots organizers I've ever met in my life. Her name is Anita Johnson. She's the voting education specialist and community outreach manager at Souls to the Polls here in the Milwaukee area. Her friends call her Miss Anita. Anita Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to see you. I barely can see you over the computer here, so I'm going to just sit up a little bit. Tell our listeners what Souls to the Polls is.
Nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and we. Thank you. Is that better? Mm-hmm. And we dedicate ourselves to Wisconsinites to help people to get out to vote, and through that power, we also help them to register to vote. To we educate them on. Where to go to vote, their polling site, anything that they need to know about voting, we educate the public on. I also educate people on any updates or any changes in the laws that would affect them when they go to the polls to vote. We have different groups that I train. We have a new group called 100 Women on the Move, and I have trained them on how to register people to vote. And other things that we need to do in order to make this better for voting this year.
And you've been knocking on doors for years and years. Are you still doing that yourself?
I can.
I'm wondering if you're still personally going door to door as you have in the past.
You know what? Yes, it's a very old-fashioned way to do things, but I believe that it's better to talk to people personally and talk to them and find out what they need in order to get them to the polls to vote. You know, the newer generation, you know, they like to text and all this other stuff that they do. But, you know, when you knock on a door and talk to a person, you feel what they need. And if you have the expertise to help them, you can.
And I remember you saying at a meeting we were at together that your strategy is to knock on the door and just ask them what's on their mind and try to listen to them at first. Because we were at this conference and people from Washington, a guy from Washington was telling us, here's how you knock on doors, just knock on the door and give them the spiel. That's not how you do it.
That is not how you do it. Usually, when I knock on doors, I introduce myself, and I don't ask them right away if they're a registered voter. You know, I say things like, did you know that we have an upcoming election? And they may or may not know. 9 times out of 10, the neighborhoods that we go into, people don't know. And that's why we choose to go into those neighborhoods. And then you tell them, y'all, there is an election, like District 4. Has an election to replace the Honorable Lena Taylor. People are not aware of that election. So we have to knock doors and let people know in her district, her past district, that there is an election, there will be an early vote, there will be a vote on July 2nd. So this is the way that you you talk to people about the election. Because if you go in attacking, how come you don't have a, how come you're not registered? You should be registered. The history says my folks did this, blah, blah, blah. Have a little conversation with them and find out what they need.
And some people are reluctant to knock on doors. They think maybe they're going to get the door slammed in their face or they're going to meet, you know, someone who's really rude. How have you been able to deal with that?
I haven't had that happen to me. But when I train people, I say to them, look, everybody is not going to want to talk to you. If they don't want to talk to you, say thank you and go to the next home. That's all you can do. I mean, we're out there to give information. If people don't want to hear it, there's nothing we could do about it, but thank them for even answering their door and then go on to the next person. You might say, if you have a flyer, can I leave this with you? And at your convenience, just read it. And if you have any questions, you can call us.
Another thing you do, Anita Johnson, I know, is go to a lot of churches in the Milwaukee area. You've done that a lot. What is your approach there?
That is my favorite place to go. I've been going to churches for years and years. I used to work for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Brothers and Big Sisters had a program called the Amachi Program. The Amachi Program found Big Brothers and Big Sisters for people who were incarcerated. So I went into the church to recruit people to become Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And then I went into all the jails in the states and encouraged the people that were in jail to sign their children up for this program. And I'm telling you this because I'm very friendly with the ministers of the churches. They know that I come to do what I say I'm going to do, and that's all I do. So now it's not a problem for me to go into the churches. I call the ministers. I ask for 3 to 5 minutes on a Sunday morning. I don't have to do that so much now because I have ambassadors working in churches. The ambassadors do what I used to do. I train them to talk to their congregation. I train them to register their members to vote. I train them to update the member's address if it has to be updated. I train them to say, I don't know, if they don't know an answer to a question, because voting can be very confusing. So it's not a problem going into the church once I talk to the minister, get him on my side, and then usually it's smooth sailing after that. But again, the ambassadors now are in the churches, and I encourage them to make sure that in this church bulletin, it talks about the upcoming elections, where you can go, the www.myvote.wi.gov, all of that I train the ambassadors to do. So I have progressed a bit on that.
You're delegating some.
Yes.
Are you sensing enthusiasm, or are your ambassadors sensing enthusiasm from people who really want to go out and vote this time around?
That's a great question. I'm not experiencing enthusiasm as much as I would like to. I'm coming across people who are saying, I'm not going to vote.
And what do you do when you get that?
Well, I ask them to tell me why they're not voting. And I listen to what they have to say. And then I give them the reasons that I think that they should be voting. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But the key is to let that person talk to you and find out what their feelings are. And then see if you can find a common denominator that will help them to register to vote. Not only register, but go to the polls and vote.
And what are the reasons you're hearing for people who say they're not going to vote?
The age of the present president. Again, I'm on a nonpartisan basis. But they also talk about the pros and cons of the other party that's running.
So they don't like either, really.
They don't like either one. And the only thing I can say to them or suggest, I was like, if you don't like either one, go and write in a name, and that takes, sometimes that takes the vote away from either one. So when you don't go to vote, that makes, that no vote is a vote for the person that you don't want to get in.
Anita Johnson with Souls to the Polls. You've got a conference coming up you wanted to mention?
Yes. We have a conference coming up on May 17th.
June 17th.
I'm sorry, June 17th. Thank you. June 17th from 10 to 11 at MATC main campus. We are having a roundtable discussion with Harry Dunn. Harry Dunn was one of the guards on December 6th, was that?
January 6th.
January 6th, yeah. When
the coup makers.
Coup,
yeah,
was going about. So he's going to be here talking about how to protect our democracy.
Where is the conference being held?
That's going to be at MATC main campus building, room M616. And you can go on our website and register for this event.
And the website is soulstothepolls.wi.org.
Correct.
I think my old colleague from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Uceli Flores, is going to be there as well.
Right.
So that would, I've never seen any of these police officers in person who were brutalized on January 6th. So that would be something really to see and to hear. I've watched them on TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think this particular guard directed the people away from the Congress. And if he had not been there, then it probably would have been completely destroyed. But he was the one that directed the people away.
And are you hoping for a big turnout in November, Anita?
We are hoping for a huge turnout in November.
From your mouth to God's ear, we need a huge turnout in November. Anita Johnson is the voting education specialist and community outreach manager at Souls to the Polls. She's just been doing amazing work for many, many years, including, and I just learned, her time at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Anita Johnson, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to see you again.
Great to see you again. Matt Rothschild back with you on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off today and off tomorrow, and I'm pitch hitting for her both days. I hope you can stand it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media is just doing a phenomenal job in bringing interesting local radio all across the state, and also a little bit of progressive content that we need so desperately in this state. I just love Anita Johnson and so admire her for her incredible organizing skills, and she's just been at it forever. She's one of a kind.
Anyone that can get a whole bunch of people together like that, especially people who are almost actively trying not to be part of the situation, getting anybody involved in that is just fantastic. And I thank you so much. Please keep it up, Anita.
And she was doing great work. I just found out in the prisons with Big Brothers Big Sisters too, which is an amazing thing. Yeah, I think she's done more than anyone in Milwaukee. At the grassroots level to get people out to the polls. So we need to clone her.
Couple people, why don't you go follow Anita Johnson for a while and then see what she does and then do that more and then teach other people. I don't know. Seems like a thing to do.
Yeah, and her emphasis on listening is really important too. You can't just knock on a door and tell people what to do.
As I'm speaking over you, yes, you're right. We should listen more. Folks who are listening now, I do have something magical for you. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest is happening. We are in the hour that it's happening. Get ready. Get your civic media apps ready. You're going to text this keyword, this secret word, to the Civic Media app. Go to anywhere your magical apps are hunted down and sold. That is the Civic Media app. You want to go and text the show, the Maggie Dawn Show, and you want to text the word trip, as in I'm going on a trip, or man, this is trip-y. T-R-I-P. Every hour, 7 hours a day, we're going to enter seven winners to get Wisconsin Dells prize packs. You also get Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, one winner every day. These are amazing seats.
Never been. I want to do that.
You have to. I'm telling every one of you, figure out a way to win. You have to go. You have to use these seats. They are so good. On top of that, the grand prize winner, anybody who gets in, gets to go and win, entered to win a Scotty Summer staycation at your choice of a grand prize, and will pay for the gas to get there and back. It is ridiculously cool, and it's free to enter. You just got to get the Civic Media app, text the Maggie Dawn Show the word TRIP, T-R-I-P, and there you go. If you respond to the text, we're going to give you a response text. If you respond to it, you get double entries because it asks you if you're registered to vote, and if you say yes or no, it doesn't matter. It'll ask you, as long as you answer it or respond to it, you get double entries. And that means you have a lot of ways to enter this contest, and I think it's really cool to go and do it. You should definitely do so. The word is trip.
Yeah, and one of the prizes is a beautiful place up in Door County that I've stayed at once. There's one in Fort Atkinson. There's one in Lake Geneva.
The Fort Atkinson one, I believe, comes with a pontoon boat.
And who wouldn't like that? I heard Maggie talking about a pontoon boat being just the ideal Wisconsin thing.
A pontoon boat with some charcuterie and beer. If you say musky at least 15 times, you're good to go.
Throw out a line, too, while you're there. See what you can catch. I want to talk a little bit right now just about basketball, since I was a bad basketball player for many years, a suburban three-point shooter. I didn't take it to the hole very often, but I do like to watch basketball. I did like to play basketball.
I was a backup center.
Where? There you go.
My job was to beat up the starting center. No skills involved.
Yeah. Well, you could have been on the Pistons then. I watched the game last night. The Celtics are doing great. I've been rooting for the Celtics because I have a very good friend who is a huge Celtics fan and is very ill right now. So I wanted to be supporting him. And plus, I love Drew Holiday. And I think the Bucks made a huge mistake. I thought so at the time. And I know this is controversial. If you don't agree with me, call in. You can call 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-2482. I just didn't think it was a good trade because Drew Holiday is such a great defensive player.
There's defense in the NBA?
Yeah. And the Celtics have proven it. Seems
like when the team that plays defense usually ends up winning.
Yeah. And, you know, this has just been a tremendous demonstration. You know, he's a tremendous leader also. And not a bad offensive player either, as he showed in Game 3 when he won that game for the Celtics. Drew Holiday also is dear to my heart because when I was at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, he and Brooke Lopez voiced an ad encouraging people to vote. You don't get that all the time from your NBA stars. Do we have that ad, by the way?
I have it somewhere. I don't have it at my fingertips.
Oh, that's quite all right.
But I do have him and Brooke Lopez talking about that.
Yeah, it was just great. And I want to thank Sachin Chetta for helping make that ad happen. And it was important. We aired it during election time. It was just a plain get out to vote ad. Anita Johnson would have loved it because it's just what she does too. But to have a leader like that and just discard him, and they discarded him pretty unceremoniously with very little warning and called.
Yeah, they justified it with money, and they had to, like, the. I know Luke did backflips trying to tell me about how it was really the good thing to do.
My sons did the same thing to me, and they watch it more closely than I do. And they said, you know, Lillard is great. He's one of the superstars in the
league.
Dame
Lillard's amazing.
He is amazing.
I mean, that guy's amazing.
He's an incredible offensive talent. Not that great on defense, frankly.
Not necessarily, no. But then you're hoping that it gets you know, mitigated with Brooke Lopez and a little bit of Giannis. But then again, they were playing a defense half the year that was completely antithetical to what their strengths were. So that's, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, they need to get their act together, the Bucks do. And they're a long way from beating the Celtics at this point. And I think the trade didn't help them at all. So my hat's off to Drew Holiday and Drew. and Brooke Lopez for helping me out on that ad. And I hope the Celtics sweep. They will then be 80-20, an incredible result for an NBA team.
That's a pretty darn good team. And I do want to correct the record. Luke's listening. Hey, now, that's not what I said.
Ooh, he's covering. He's backpedaling.
No, that's fine. I know. I remember having this discussion with him. We're talking about justifying the contract, and I don't know. I it made sense the way I was like, okay, but I'm trying to remember a conversation from 2 years ago that we had offhand. So
I also think leadership in the locker room undervalued.
Way undervalued. And in fact, they kind of needed it this year. In fact, they made a change in the locker room to do so. I think it's funny that Lawrence Fishburne is playing him in the movie, though. That's great.
You know, I do like, you know, I like Doc Rivers. I've been an admirer of Doc Rivers. I wish him the best. I hope he can turn this team around. But it's a task, and I'm not sold yet. I don't think they're there yet. And well, I think Boston's going to be around for a while now.
I hate to say it, but Giannis's brother is not an NBA player.
Well, there's that.
You could have another practice player that might be worth something instead, but you know, have him around as like just a guy that just hangs out. I'm pretty sure they'd just be happy just to practice with him, but not have him on the roster. It's just, I feel like, I love Giannis. Don't get me wrong, I love the guy, but I feel like we're doing a little bit too much of the, what does Giannis need?
Yeah, and I think he was responsible for the coaching change. And it's hard for me to believe that he didn't have a clue about Drew Holiday being sent off either, though he denied it at the time. If he didn't have a clue, that's bad management at the management level. So anyway, we'll get back. We're going to talk more politics, less sports. As soon as we return, but I had to get that off my chest as a basketball player. I'm Matt Rothschild. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back for another half hour of The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And looking forward to taking your calls. 855-752-2482.
I am not a role model.
Matt Rothschild on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off today and tomorrow. I'll be subbing for her tomorrow, too. I hope you'll stay with us for tomorrow. I want to thank Brian Kelly, the multi-talented guy in the control room, and just a wonderful host and great voice guy, too, and an actor. I'm telling you.
I do get paid to be on TV sometimes. I'm
telling you, the guy's got more talents.
Not lately, though. Anybody who wants to put a giant person on TV, I got a handlebar mustache right now. It's pretty awesome.
Looking good. And Brian found the ad that Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez did for the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign back when I was the executive director there. So we'll just take a quick listen to that, and then we're going to go to Trump on Capitol Hill because he said some really bizarre things today.
Yeah, more things are coming out. Here's the ad.
Wisconsin. You know that Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez are champions on the court, but did you know they're also champions for our community?
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I love being a champion.
And today I'm asking you to be a champion too, a champion citizen.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote. I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote. That's how you can be a champion too.
Just go to myvote.wi.gov to register to vote. Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Love that ad, and that was Sachin Chetta's voice on the intro and the outro. I want to thank him again for that. I want to take you to what happened on Capitol Hill today. Donald Trump went there, talked to the Republican caucus. Everyone got there, got down on their hands and knees and kissed his ring and said how great he was. Trump was off the rails, though. So here's, not only did he call Milwaukee, for us local folks here in Wisconsin, a horrible place.
It's a horrible place.
And if you want to call in and talk about that, I'm happy to hear that, too. But here's some other stuff. He's got this a fixation on Nancy Pelosi, which is really twisted. So I'm reading from CNN right now. In one bizarre moment, Trump called Pelosi's daughter a wacko and then claimed her daughter once told him that he and the former House Speaker would have had a great romance in another life,
what?
According to one lawmaker in the room. In response to Trump's comments, one of Pelosi's daughters posted on X or Twitter, "Speaking for all four Pelosi daughters, this is a lie." That's in capital letters, which probably was for Trump because he loves the capital letters. "His deceitful, deranged obsession," she wrote, "with our mother is yet another reason Donald Trump is unwell, unhinged, and unfit to step foot anywhere near her or near the White House." Crazy. He's just got the craziest.
Like, why would you bring that up?
It's imagination. Like, he's got no sensors whatsoever, no screens whatsoever. Any thought that runs through his head has to come out his mouth. I just don't understand that undisciplined impulse. And here's another strange thing, Brian. The former president, here according to CNN, even said at one point of Hannibal Lecter, "Nice guy. He even had a friend over for dinner." And he called the Hannibal Lecter, and then he called the Department of Justice dirty, no good bastards, like he's in an old gangster movie.
What? they're dirty, no good bastards. Who says that?
The former president and wannabe upcoming president. Just baffling to me that. He's getting 50% of the vote right now. That's the shocking.
Because you're bastard people.
There we go. it is amazing. I mean, he's getting, 50% of the vote here in Wisconsin and 50% of the vote nationwide. I mean, it's such a toss-up right now.
Like, what would happen? Like, honestly, what would happen if he just, had, two Big Macs and went clang? What would they do? Seriously, what they have been, turning to this guy going, "This is our person," for the longest time. This is our guy. This is our Lord and Savior, everything that ever want. People drape themselves in pictures of him. There were ladies out there with diapers outside of their pants saying, "Real men wear diapers to go and be on Trump's side because of his diaper wearing." What? How? Seriously, look, I like Biden. I respect Biden. He's not my first choice, but again, he's still a human being that understands that reality is reality, and he's done some really good things. I can objectively look at that and see that, right?
That reminds me of a conversation I had with Dale Schultz, the former state senator from Richland Center, a friend of Todd Albaugh's. Todd has him on the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network very often. And Dale Schultz, I consider a friend, and I'm a big admirer of him. Told me a few months ago, the choice is really clear. You have a man in President Biden who is patriotic, who wants to serve the country and is trying to help people. And you have another guy who's not patriotic at all, who cares only about himself, has very anti-constitutional views, and will take this country in directions we would not like at all. And so for him, it's a pretty clear choice. And for me, it's a real clear choice. I mean, Biden wasn't my first choice either. But I, like Maggie Dawn, I recognize that he's done a whole lot of good. And my hat's off to Maggie Dawn for every day for 100 days, pointing out all the good he's done in some great detail. So you can always respond to people at the bar stool next to you who say, "He has done one thing." Well, guess what? He's done a lot.
Yeah, we've already done. I think we're on day 9 right now. And I guess what I'm more talking about the folks that drape themselves in flaggery and bumper stickers and everything. Like, what happens when that goes away? Like, you have nothing. It's like, okay, for example, I was a big fan of what Bernie Sanders was proposing. However, I could give a crap if it was Bernie Sanders that pushed those ideas or not. I don't care about the actual person. I care about the ideas moving forward. And I think a lot of folks are saying, "I don't care about the person. I care about the ideas that he's putting forward." And I keep asking them, what are his ideas? And I get nothing other than he's not a Dem. That's literally all I get. And I keep asking, what are the actual policies that if there's no Trump that are going to move forward or that you're going to try and move forward with? Or do you not even know, you just want to win? And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if there's a Trump supporter out there who wants to call in and say why you're supporting Trump, happy to have you call 855-752-2482. Or if you're a Biden supporter and you know some Trump people and have some insight into what some of those voters, and they're different kinds of Trump voters. Let's be real here.
There are the ones that are telling themselves they're practical.
Yeah, they're the cult people that you're talking about who you know have all the paraphernalia, and then there's people who may have voted for Trump last time, don't really like either of the two candidates, pre-Republican, may want some tax breaks, may think Trump will be better for them in their pocketbook. And so they're going for him that way. And I happen to know some of those folks. And they're not hideous people. Actually, I'm happy to call some of them my friend.
Same here.
We need to find ways to have conversation with them. Listen to them, as Anita Johnson was telling us all. And try to bring some of them around and try to at least get them to take a step back from the cult leader. And I agree with you. There are those folks who are in the cult who are going to be desperate once the good leader, the great leader, goes away. And I think they'll be, if something were to happen to them after having another Big Mac or a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, that they're going to say it was the deep state who did him in. I'm sure there'll be all sorts of conspiracy theories that way. And people will be in deep mourning. I mean, there were people in Russia who cried when Stalin died.
Yeah.
Look at in Chile, here was a dictator, Pinochet, who overthrew Salvador Allende and ruled by brutal means, killing thousands and thousands and torturing tens of thousands of more people. And finally, it came to a plebiscite. And even after that horrible abuse of his own citizenry and massacres of his own citizenry, he still got something like 43 or 44%. He lost, thank God. But that tells me, you know, there is a mass constituency for a fascist.
Yeah.
Pinochet was a fascist. Trump is a fascist, except he doesn't have the ideology. He has the racism of a fascist. He doesn't have a full-blown. He hasn't written Mein Kampf, for instance. You know, he's just written a lot of bad checks. But
he has stumbled through it. And by the way, try and find that on a banned book list.
Yeah, they're banning everything else. So I have this terrible fear that I think a lot of us have who are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network that Trump is going to win. And that's why I'm hoping that we can have conversations with people who are kind of on the fence and try to come over onto our side of the fence here, because a Trump presidency would put democracy on the line. And that isn't an exaggeration. I mean, he's told us he wants to be a dictator. He's told us he should be able to do things that the Constitution doesn't allow. And he's running for the most selfish reasons, to keep himself out of prison.
Yeah. On top of that, he's profited off of his presidency. I mean, people want to complain about what Hunter Biden may or may not have gotten. Look at the patent stuff that Ivanka Trump got in China. Look at the amazing deals that are being wielded by none other than Jared Kushner, directly because he's the president's son-in-law.
Billions of dollars from the Saudis.
Billions.
That's billions with a B.
Every time you bring that up, they're like, change subject, Hunter Biden. Like, yeah.
And now they got a scalp.
Get it.
They got Hunter Biden's scalp. So they can't say how the Justice Department is.
Yes, they can.
Well,
yes,
they Trump can. Did today. They called totally them good little bastards, dirty little bastards. Like James Cagney in some 1950s crime movie or something.
Yeah, see? Just like I can't even sometimes stop myself.
You know, I'm curious if what the best pitch is, though. What is the best approach for the person I'm playing poker next to, who's a good guy, who's got a Trump bumper sticker on his truck? But aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, but you know, he is a decent guy. And so, I mean, I'm eager to hear what you say about that, Brian, and also what any caller wants to say. 855-752-2482. How would you convince someone who you know is leaning toward Trump not to lean toward Trump? I think that's a crucial question for us.
I I don't know that answer because I've had those conversations, and a lot of times I'm having several libations at the time. And although I'm very nice about those things, Amy's grown up in a household that frankly was destroyed by political conversation. So anytime that there's political conversation that comes up, I get shushed and everybody gets shush, 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 shush. So I go off on the side and we try and have snippets here and there, but nobody ever gets through anything and nobody actually convinces anybody of anything necessarily, I don't think.
Well, and it's hard to convince people because politics has become like a sport here in this country. So you're either, I grew up in the Chicago area, you're either a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan. You can't be both. And you've got to root hard for your side and root and dismiss the other side.
I like having baseball talk with White Sox fans more than Cubs fans, even though I'm a Cubs fan for the most part. But does that mean, apparently I'm a horrible person for that, but there's people live in a black and white world sometimes.
Yeah, you're for the Packers, you're from the Vikings. That's what it gets down to. But we got to get past that. I also think one reason that Trump is attractive to people, some people anyway, is that he's more entertaining. And politics has become entertainment. And if you're just going to sit around, listen to the president for 4 years, do you want the entertaining guy or do you want somebody else? So they run. Well, he's more interesting. Makes me laugh sometimes. I don't know what he's going to say. And that's a crazy way to choose a president of the United States, who's got his finger on a nuclear weapon, who's got the Constitution.
Who do I want to have a beer with?
No, that's just not a good. Plus, he doesn't drink because he had an alcoholic brother. But that's not the answer. The answer is, who's the best person for the job? And I think that's what we should be looking at. I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back. And give me a call, 855-752-2482.
So there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat.
Matt Rothschild back with you. I'm substituting for Maggie Dawn on The Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's not going to be here tomorrow either. She's taking some time off, much deserved. And I'll be with you tomorrow too, so I hope you can join me then, and Brian Kelly too, the great multi-talented Brian Kelly, who does great voices too. Maybe we'll get some of those imitations in tomorrow. He does a Harry Carey that is unbelievable.
Sometimes I know it, sometimes I do. And either way, it's all about baseball.
There he is, Brian Kelly. So we're talking about Trump supporters and how to convince Trump supporters or those leaning toward Trump to lean away from Trump. And we've got a couple callers on the line. I want to get to Greg in Waukesha first. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind, Greg?
I think this is my first time talking to you, but I would like, you know, it. You had the person on from Souls to the Polls, rather. I've forgotten her name.
That's okay. It's the great Anita Johnson.
Anita, yes, Anita Johnson. And she was saying something that I found really interesting, that people are afraid to vote for Biden or either candidate. And I don't know how many people this was. It could have just been one person, but it's something I've thought about too. Biden or, you know, Republican Trump, because they're both too old. And I personally believe that sometimes with age comes wisdom. Now, obviously, in the case of the Republican candidate for president, I don't, you know, see that. I think with age, he just becomes more orange. But no, I'm just joking. But anyway, I wonder if at some point we look at, and obviously the Constitution hasn't been changed for a long time, but we look at decreasing the age to run for president. And what is it, 35 or 45?
It's 35 right now.
35. Actually, I don't know. But we need to look at, I think, younger people like me. I'm 46, so I still consider myself kind of young. We'd like some younger candidates, like, you know, maybe an AOC or something like that. But I just like to have, you know, some younger options.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for that call, Greg from Waukesha. You're young from where I sit, Greg. So, and I get it. I agreed with 70-75% of the American public who wanted different candidates than the two we're getting. But this is what we got right now. We're down to a binary choice. The choice is so obviously clear to me about who we need to vote for to save our democracy and to have a president who works for each of us rather than trying to keep himself out of jail or just grift us. And so that's why I think it's so important for people to go out and not only vote for Biden, but to urge their family members and their friends and everyone in their social circle to do that, because this is a real serious election. And I know people are told over and over again, this is the most important one in your life, blah, blah, blah. Actually, this one is. And so it's just time for us to do the sober thing and preserve our democracy and keep Joe Biden in there. And you know, my hunch is that Biden probably won't serve out his second term. But it's important that Trump not be there in the Oval Office.
If it was a matter of ideas, I guess that's what I come down to, is if it was a matter of ideas or a different policy decision, I could deal with that. But this is actual, like, I'm going to not do the democracy thing anymore. That's the type of thing that makes me go, eh-eh.
Yeah, I'm going to do the bloodshed thing again. That's what he said. There'll be bloodshed. I mean, we just can't have that. We can't. So we have other callers on the line. Greg, thanks again for calling. Carmela from Milwaukee. If Carmela is, are you there, Carmela?
I am, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. Touch base on a few things. First, when you were talking about the Republican convention in Milwaukee and like signs that maybe say, go away, Trump, I think we should bring back the Milwaukee logo, a great place on a great lake, and just work on enjoying our beautiful city. As far as what you were just talking about, like when you talk to other people that maybe aren't on the same page as you or they're supporting Trump, I'm the person that I'm not going to argue with you, and I just work on the positives. And a lot of times I get the whataboutism, and that drives me crazy. And I just work on, okay, like Maggie's doing, you know, the 100 points that what Biden has done and what he is. And I try to be as polite as possible, but I usually bring up, if this were your boss, if this were your neighbor, if this were a family member, would you tolerate that? And most of the time they wouldn't, but some people are tribal and they just dig in, and that's just who they are. So I'm not going to change their mind. And then lastly, with the last caller with the age thing, being from Milwaukee, I just want to bring up baseball. Bob Uecker, 90 years old. Look how sharp, and he's doing the job. Yeah, recently he's stepping back a little bit, but he's still in there. And that's how I look at Biden. So take it for what you have. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Well, Carmela from Milwaukee, great call. I really appreciate it. I like the analogy. Biden is our Bob Uecker.
Absolutely.
And I like the positive approach, too. And certainly countering Trump saying Milwaukee's a horrible place to say, you know, remind us of the old slogan, Milwaukee, a great place on a great lake, is a really nice vision to have for us. And I think that's the approach. We got to be positive. We got to listen to people. Like Anita Johnson told us, I want to thank the guests who are on today. Anita Johnson from Souls to the Polls, Scott Ross, formerly of One Democracy. What was it? Blew that name.
One Wisconsin Now.
One Wisconsin Now. Holy cow.
You mixed it with yours, the Wisconsin Democracy campaign.
I told Greg I was on the far side of where he was, and there it shows, finally. And thank Brian Kelly, the great Brian Kelly, and we'll be back tomorrow to have some more fun and to take your calls on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a nice night.
But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.